Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Tetzaveh, which is also Parshas Zachar, which of course is also the Shabbos before Purim, the Shabbos of Marbe B'Simcha. And this parasha begins by telling us that when the Kohen is Mesader, the Neiros, the Torah refers to this as Yareich Oisai Arayin Uvana. Yara, Chir Ayin Reish Vav Endachav. The Targum Onkelos says, Yisader Oisei Aron Uvana, which is one of the symbols. You have to set up the Neiros. Yara, Oisei Yisader Oisei. Yeshua currently living Mesechtes Erechin. And I realized the word Erech doesn't mean Mesader. Erech is a set value. The parasha of Erechin is that if a person says, Erki Olai, I'll give my value to Hegdish. So the Erech is set by the Torah. It's set at a certain number of shkalim per person, per age, per gender. And it has nothing to do with setting up candles or setting up anything. So it needs some kind of hesber. The word Erech, we have an old rule that is really one word for anything in Lashon Kodesh. So what does being Misad of the Menorah have to do with a person who says, Erki Olai, Torah Biur. The Sefer Aksav HaKabbalah, he says, that's why Rashi says something different than the Targum. The Targum says, Yarech Oisai Yisader. Rashi says, Ten lo midasa, Shetehei delekes me'erev adbaiker. Yarech Oisai means, give it its set amount of oil, so that it should burn from evening to morning. Of course, there were different amounts in the winter months and in the summer months, when the nights are longer, the nights are shorter. So Yarech is taka, a set amount. The reference to Yarech, I say, it means give it a set amount, give it an appropriate amount. And Yarech taka means giving it a set amount. So that, maybe even Targum meant that Yisader, I say set it up with the right Erech, with the right amount that it has. Really, we have a new understanding in the word Erech as it's used to set things up. For example, the word Shulchan Aruch, one of the simanim, the Pesach Seder, is that we have a meal. We have a meal. And we say that we have Moitzi, Matzah, Kairach, Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, we understand, means a set-up table, a Masuda table. However, now we understand that it doesn't really mean L'Sader, to set it up. It means more than that, to set it up, but everything with a Cheshbon. The word Erech really means a set value or a set amount. So we call Shulchan Aruch a set table. It tells us about a table that's set with a digduk, with a certain precision for whatever it is that's required. So certainly, the Pesach Seder of any meal at all is a Seder of Shulchan Aruch, which is this table that is set up. Everything with a cheshbon. The Mela, we understand that when we call the book of Halacha of Klal Yisrael the Shulchan Aruch, of course, it's a borrowed language from a set table. Rashi Mishpatim says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, teach them the halacha of Shulchan Aruch, like a set table. It doesn't mean like a set table, a fun table to eat and enjoy yourself. No, it means like something that's set up with a precision. And the Shulchan Aruch that guides us is Shulchan Aruch. The life of the Yid generally is Be'erech, is done with a set amount. Things are done with precision, in a way that a person is supposed to do it. So it gives us a new insight. Yarech Oisei Aron Uvana, set amount and set it up. Hainu Hach, that's all one level of Havana. And so this is our thought for the Pesach Seder, Shulchan Aruch, a table that's set with in a certain amount of precision, the way the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to set it up. I would think that the Pesach table, which is very formal, it's formal, we dress in a formal way, we do things in a formal manner, I would think it's very, very far from Purim. Purim is informal. Purim is done in a very relaxed way, in a fun way. But it's part of Shulchan Aruch. It's part of the Shulchan Aruch. part of the Seder of a Yid. Even a non-Mesoder Seder also has to have a Seder. In other words, and then Marshall, there are many offices, business offices, with their formal dress. Friday, they have a rule, informal Friday. Friday, you don't have to dress formally. I once heard from someone that informal Friday requires the most preparation. Formal days, you put on a suit, a shirt, and a tie, and you go in. Informal really means you relax, you do whatever you want. It's just the opposite. Informal Friday, you want to make an impression in your office. Even the informal takes more preparation than the formal. Moshe Lamahadav Adaiva, Pesach Seder is formal, it's scripted. They tell you exactly what you need for every part of the Seder. And we do it. Klai Yisrael does it with a joy and a devotion. Purim is informal serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You dress Purim Dik. You come to Rebbeim, you go in a place. But that also has to be Mesudah. As he was Suda, what's important to you on a Purim? What's important to you? What's the Simcha of a Purim? Is it a Simcha HaTorah, a Simcha rejoicing with your Chabrusas, with your Rebbeim, with the people with whom you connected? You're tired, you're going to sleep early, you have Kayach for tomorrow. People go to sleep early, Kayach for tomorrow, don't have Kayach for tomorrow. When it comes to Purim, a person got to pull out all the stops. You have to do, you have to connect, you have to plan even better for something that's informal. And that's the Shulchan Arech of a Heilige Yom Tov of Purim. Mishenichnas Ador Marbin B'Simcha. I know this all my life. Mishenichnas Ador Marbin B'Simcha, especially Purim. Purim, you Marbin B'Simcha. The whole Ador is Marbin B'Simcha. I saw a Chiddush. Maybe it's not a Chiddush. It opened my eyes. The Tzima Shalom is a mimer entitled Mishenichnas Ador Marbin B'Simcha. Kedarka, he says many, many things. However, there's one Nekuda. Tabeta depression of it. It doesn't say Mishenichnas Purim Marbin B'Simcha. It says Mishenichnas Adar. What's the beginning of Adar? It's before the Yeshua came. And so Klai Yisrael was still worried about what's going to happen in this coming Purim. And they fasted for a reason. They were going to Mochama. Now, it happened to be true. Esther had revealed herself and all this had happened already the previous Nisan. But the beginning of Adar, they still had to go to battle. They still fasted. That's why we have Tanis Esther the day they went to Mulchama. And therefore, the beginning of Adar was a time of a certain amount of nervousness, a certain amount of nerves. What's going to happen, especially with this unpredictable king? Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. The Simcha doesn't start when the Yeshua comes. The Simcha starts when the Yeshua is on the horizon. When a person comes in, but Tuach, he sees the Rabbeinu Shalom, he sees the Kaddish Baruch Hu helping him, and he seizes on it. And therefore, Mishnah Sadom Arim Simcha, the Simcha, Avoid of Simcha is before Purim. Of course it's on Purim. Purim is Menela, Abkaret. The Avoid is the Simcha of Hashem from Rosh Chodesh Adar. Mishnah Sadar Dak has to start already the union of the Simcha. We know Purim is compared to Yom HaKippurim, to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has that Seris Yimei Tshuva, that days of preparation, days where you get ready to be able to do the right thing on Yom Kippur. Hu Adin, before Purim, Mishenichnas Adar, is a day that we prepare, for it. Mordechai riding on the source of the king is Kaidim the Yeshua, it's before the Yeshua came. After Mordechai was sitting on the horse, he went back, El Sakai Vel Tanisai, the Yeshua, and that happened. And he went riding on the horse, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, look, Klal Yisrael, look at Mordechai on the horse. Yeshua has not come. But be sameach in the betochen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever is happening, is happening with a cheshbon. Have a simcha in the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is watching over each and every yid. And therefore, Mishnevah Sa'adar, Ma'abim, the simcha, starts from the very beginning, of Adar. It's an Aveda Simcha. There are things in people's lives that pull them down. And to be Mishameh, to remind yourself that Shlach al Hashem Yehavcha, Behu Yechal Kalecha, you throw your bundle on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and he looks after you, that's the issue. And so we prepare for Chodesh Adar. Parsha Zachar is beforehand. We have a mitzvah to remember Melchemes Amalek. But it's also a Hagdama of Simcha. The Hagdama of Simcha, the Yeshua has not come to complete Yeshua. Remember that Cholas HaYeshua, the Melchama we had with Amalek in years gone by, it reminds us of what's yet to come. V'karei Be'ezus Hashem. And so, we prepare by being married with the Simcha. What type of Simcha? Ayula Simcha, joking someone. No! The Simcha in B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does look after us, will look after us, will continue to look after us. And so, we prepare. Next week is Purim. One and all are invited to my home, Leil Purim. Thursday night, we once again will have a Simchas Purim, a Simcha V'Hashem in Purim. And, of course, Purim by day, Be'ez Hashem, whatever time works out for you, always happy to have you. Be'ez Hashem, looking forward to a meaningful Chag Simchaseinu D'Rabbanan. Chag was there, I used to go to Beis HaMikdash. The Chag Simchaseinu D'Rabbanan, to be Sameach, where? Where? In the Galus. The Sameach in the Galus, and Yitz Hashem, the upcoming Purim. Absolutely wonderful Shabbos, Parshas Zachar, Purim, everything coming up, Gevaldik.